So, a second brachos deals with basically three categories: Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and brachos, and Birkos HaMitzvos. It begins with Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is not certainly Min HaTorah, but for the most part it's Min HaTorah. According to almost everybody, there is one opinion in the Gemara that occurs that assumes that Kriya Shema is Achiv Min Derabanan, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk B'Shach V'cha V'Kumecha, which we assume refers to Kriya Shema, is not really talking about Kriya Shema. It's really talking about Divrei Torah. Torah says V'Dibar Shabam, they should always learn B'Shiv V'cha V'Vetecha V'Lech V'cha V'Derech. It's not referring to Kriya Shema, it's talking about learning. Rather, Kriya Shema was instituted midrabanan as a way to fulfill your minimum learning of Yigita Bo Yom V'Layla. So Kriya Shema, so that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But Tosfos does, there is a couple of Tosfos, the Gilyon HaShas quotes a couple of Tosfos that hold that way, one in Menachos and in Sota, that is midrabanan. But basically, most of the others' opinion assumed, certainly Rashi over here, Rashi Divar Maskel Akrokai Sham Lamat Chovat Akriya, that Kriya Shema is Min HaTorah. The only machlokes is what exactly, which parshios are Min HaTorah. So the Ramban's opinion, only the first pasuk, the Rambam's opinion is disputed. According to the Prima Gadim, it's all three parshios. According to the Pri Chodesh, it's the first two, because only the first, B'Shach V'Chav Kumech appears only in the first two parshiot, and according to the Shagasari, only the first parshiot of Kriya Shema is Min HaTorah. And there may be a sheet that they assume just also the first two parshiot. So basically, there's Rashi is the first one. They assume, based on our Rashi over here, the Kriya Shema parshiot. So basically, you have opinion in the Rabbanon. Rabbanon also first, he quotes the Rif, and he agrees with the Rif. He tries to see basically either Midrabanan, the first pasuk, the first parsha, both parshas, or all three parshas. All possibilities are... So that's why the Mishnah begins with a Kriya Shema out of all three. Why dafka Kriya Shema Psha'arvin? So the Vilna Gaon, they call the name of the Vilna Gaon, the very first mitzvah a person reaches when he turns bar mitzvah is Kriya Shema Shel Arvin. So the Mishnah basically begins with Kriya Shema. Alternatively, before you could fulfill any mitzvah, you first have to have Kabbalah to Ol Malchut Shemaim. The other motif of Kriya Shema is the ability to basically accept that, yeah, now you believe in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of the mitzvah's tmidios, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim.
Right, I have a question on this.
Yeah.
The Mishnah, I think,
said... Oh, that during the day. What?
No, that there's six mitzvahs you have.
Oh, not mitzvah's tmidios. It's only going to show the Kriya Shema is the first mitzvah a person reaches.
So what about
Arvin? No, the first one, when a person, time-wise, when a person becomes bar mitzvah...
But a mitzvah tmidios will come before that.
No, it's Seis HaKachavim. You turn Bar Mitzvah, it's Seis HaKachavim. So Seis HaKachavim is the Chiyuv Kriya Shema. You have the Mitzvah Tmidios. Oh, we even know. Okay, good. But those Mitzvah Tmidios, tell you the truth, are all of them are in the Kriya Shema. Because the six Mitzvah Tmidios are L'Sur Chere L'Vav Chmei Chere Nechem. That's in Kriya Shema. Anokhi Hashem, that's accomplished by Shema Yisrael Hashem Okein Hashem Echad. Lo Yelecha. It's also all ten is one of the Aseret Dibros. The Rishali points out that one of all the Aseret Dibros are in Kriya Shema. That's in there. Avos Hashem is Vahavta. Yiras Hashem is no. Okay. Svar Ve'Onesh. You could tie that is in there. So that's it. You got all six. Achdus, Echad. Yeah. So it's all in the Kriya Shema basically. All right. So let's begin. Mei Masai Korin Shema Ba'Arvin. So Korin is Lashon Rabin, so the Vilna Gaon is brought down on Nimrei Noam. So Korin is Lashon Rabin. And basically the Chazin should not be mostly everybody else. Because Kriya Shema, the Rishalmi says, it's not Shaykh, Shekol Echad Yemesh, it's better that each one should be Meshanen Latzmo. Each person should learn for himself, so the Chazin should not be mostly everybody. As opposed to the Birkot Kriya Shema, which we'll see, will be in Lashon Yochid. So that's the Diyuk of the Gaon. Me'emasai is the Chassidus Rebbe, Me'emasai from the fear of Hashem, whatever. Me'emasai Korin is Shema Ba'arvin. So when is the earliest time a person can recite the Shema? Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol Betrumasim. The time when the Kohanim are allowed to eat the Truma. A Kohen is Tame, let's say, if a Kohen is Tame, so he first has to go to the Mikveh, but even though he goes to the Mikveh during the day, he's still not allowed to eat Kodesh. He's not allowed to eat Kodesh, I eat Truma, until Tseis HaKochavim. So even though normally when the time of Kriya Shema comes, the person is not supposed to eat, so the Tzlach said, the Mishnah over here is telling you, Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol Betrumasim. Kohanim, since he holds eating truma as a mitzvah, so they would be allowed to eat truma. So there's a side chiddush over here, that the Kohen would be allowed to eat truma. But Rav Avadya Yosef points out that not everyone agrees with that. Hatsof, that eating truma is a mitzvah. Eating truma may not be a mitzvah. He says, why Mishakan Kohanim Nichnasim Lechel B'Trumas? Normally you can't eat. Now he's supposed to say Kriyishma Shel Arvis. You're not supposed to eat before Kriyishma. So you see the Kohanim could eat. Ad sof hashmor
rishonim.
Oh, it's a mitzvah, pater mitzvah. That's what he said. Ad sof hashmor rishonim. Yeah, because at that point you have a mitzvah to eat, because Tzeis HaKavim is the first time, the earliest time you could eat.
You have to do both. So what makes one better than the other?
I guess they have an option. Maybe they have an option to do one or the other. Ad sof hashmor rishonim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds the definition of Kriyishma is when people go to sleep, so that's until the Shmur Rishon. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer holds there are three Mishmaros. The 12-hour night is divided into three, so each Mishmar is 4 hours. So if, let's say 6 o'clock is the beginning of the night, so until 10 p.m. You have 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Davin Mar. So, if you look at Rabbi Eliezer, we just missed it. Chachamim Omer Ma'at Chatzos. Chachamim say you have until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Achi Olim Hashav. So the Gemara basically explains that Chachamim is not really a middle opinion. The Machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel defines Beshachvacha as nighttime. So the night ends at also Shachar, where Rabbi Eliezer defines Beshachvacha as sleeping time. Chachamim's middle position is misunderstood. How do you get this midnight? So that's why the Gemara is going to explain this position is really a Din Derabbanan. Maisu Banu Banu Mibes HaMishneh. The Ram says that Gamliel is not arguing with the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel is simply explaining the Chachamim. Ma'itzu ubao banam in Beis HaMishneh. Amru lo, and they said to him, lo karinu ishma. So the children of Rabbi Gamliel were not sure if they were allowed to pass on like Rabbi Gamliel against the Chachamim. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel is a da'as yachid, or maybe Rabbi Gamliel is simply explaining the opinion of the Chachamim. Amru lahem, im lo alamu da shachar, chayavan atam likros. He says that really, when the Chachamim said chatzos, either it's a lechatchila, but b'diyaved, they can't be okered the mitzvah of Kriyishma. The lozo bilvado amru, and this is what you should know, this is not just by Kriyishma. It's all over. Ela kol ma she'omer chamat chatzos. Obviously, that's not really a shita. Technically, they have until osa shachar. Mitzvah's not she'olam in a shachar. But they made the Gemara is going to say tzar chaka. And therefore, hector chalavim ve'ivarim. Rashi says it's also at she'olam in a shachar. Rashi says even lechatchila. And he brings the ray is from hector chalavim ve'ivarim. That hector chalavim ve'ivarim is meikur adin until amud hashachar because kohanim are his reason. That's basically when you bring karbanos at night, you burn all the fat. So those fats may be burnt the entire night. Similarly, the halacha is when you have a karban chatas, which is the kohanim eat. So that's only for one day. Rashi has other examples. Chatas, ashem, kivset, teres, menachos, v'toda. That you only get one day. Toda is the model. So I thought that you could eat that food until the end of the night, until ad she'al amud hashachar. However, we make exer, you could only eat till chatzos. That's why the afikomen, chatzos will be, right? Imkein, lama armat chatzos. So why the Chachamim say chatzos? Is this going only on Kriyishma, or is it going on everything? That's a question. In other words, he's trying to bring a raya from those two cases where you see Maker didn't go to Elos HaShachar. So why only dafka by Kriyishma at chatzos, or it's by all of them? Kedei lahachik adam is maver. That here we sometimes find our chaka even by mitzvah seif. We usually find our chakas by losa seif. Av amrinan l'nazir sechor sechor. So here he's trying to emphasize that even by mitzvah saseis, where there's a pshia in the matter, the Gemara is going to explain why, so the Chachamim also made a gzera. Question is, were they over? Rabbeinu Yonah's opinion is that they made such a gzera that they don't even allow you to say the Kriyishma even after chatzos. But this, we, la'alacha paskin, you could say unto Allah so shachar, b'di'evit.
B'di'evit only.
B'di'evit. L'chatchila, you should say to chatzos. Yes, l'chatchila, when you daven mariv, it's around the earliest it gets is 11:40. So the 11:30 marv, you make it when you dive in 11:30 marv. Usually, the latest the chatzos is 11:40, but now it's later. It's 12 something. It goes from 11:40 to 12:50. So, but the 11:30 marv usually are safe. Midnight marv is not always safe. Incidentally, Rashi over here says that but according within Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, you see that he says when do you dive in? When do you say Kriyishma? When you go to sleep. So there's a conflict. If by definition the time to say Kriyishma is when you go to sleep, how could there be an institution of Kriyishma during Arvis? So that's Rashi's question. Rashi's real question is within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. How could you institute Shema during Marv, which is by definition not the time when people go to sleep? So therefore, Rashi is saying, obviously, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Iker Kriyishma is Kriyishma Alamita. Rashi, Tosis jumps on Tosis. He says, that can't be La Alocha, because we assume La Alocha Kriyishma Shel Alamita is optional. It's basically a way, it's Mipnei Amazikin. So if you're a Talmud Chacham and you want to learn something else, you don't have to say Kriyishma, you can say a different Pesukim. So you can't say that. So, and not only that, what happened to the Birkas Kriyishma? We institute Birkas Kriyishma with the Kriyishma. So Rashi apparently does not. Rashi does not. So again, Tosa seems to model the concept. Therefore, Tosa said the Kriya Shema is Iker, part of Tefillah. So, but now the problem. So once Kriya Shema was instituted as part of Tefillah, Tosa says therefore Kriya Shema is now connected to the Zman Tefillah. So Tosa now wants to say that Zman Tefillah, we have a machloz in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mariv could be even from 10 3/4, even from Plaga Mincha. From Plag, so that's why we could say Kriya Shema even earlier, because we follow Kriya Shema with the model of Tefillah. Then there's a problem with that, because you run into a problem of Tarti Desarta. A lot of time we daven Mincha before Shkia. So you have Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, whether Tarti Desatra is a problem or not. One opinion is Tarti Desatra is a problem. You can't have a Mincha after Plag of Mincha and Mar before Plag Mincha. You can run into this issue with your early Shabbos. Whenever you make early Shabbos, you got to make sure you daven Mincha before Plag of Mincha. The other opinion of Tosaf does not seem to be bothered with Tarti Desatra. But Halacha, we try to avoid Tarti Desatra.
Who's we? Most shuls do not avoid Tarti Desatra.
Well, it's yeah.
Right, in the summer.
Many shuls.
That's right.
We try to avoid. Well,
maybe they should try, but
I prefaced it as should try to avoid. Because it's a machlokas rishona. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara. Tana hechakai. So the Mishnah assumes meimasai as a given that Kriya Shema is minatora meichi teisi. So Tana hechakai. Diktani meimasai. That you're not asking meimanani mil. The Gemara didn't even ask meimanani mil. It's assumed as a davar pashut that there is a chiyuv zman Kriya Shema minatora. V'su, additionally, mashna tani barvis. Why did it begin with marvis bereisha? Listen to the chakras variation. Let it begin with the Kriya Shema Shel chakras first. The Gemara says Tana Krokai. The Tana is assuming the Kriya Shema is Minatora, Rashi says, Visham Lamat Chuvata Kriya. So clearly Kriya Shema is Minatora. The only issue is which part of Kriya Shema is Minatora? Because Shachvat Gemecha appears only in the first two parshios. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of the third parsha of Kriya Shema should also be said as the keem of Zechar Tzias Mitzrayim. Even though the Rambam does not list Zechar Tzias Mitzrayim as one of the Taryag mitzvos, the Rambam apparently, this is a Rav, the name of Moshe Soloveitchik, he understands that Kriya Shema, the Iker of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Tol Machlo Shemayim. So Zechar Tzias Mitzrayim is the fulfillment of Kabbalah Tol Machlo Shemayim. So therefore, all three parshios are basically under the motif of Kabbalah Tol Machlo Shemayim. So that's why all three are minatoras. V'achi tani, Zman Kriya Shema, the first yartzeit here, he develops this idea more, so if you look more into it, he has more rayas and he explains it better. V'achi tani, Zman Kriya Shema, d'shchiva emas, and the Mishnah is telling you when is the time to say Kriya Shema. How do you know? Mishasha kohanim nechnasim lechol b'shima. If you see all the kohanim about to eat truma, you know it's time to say Kriya Shema. The reason why the makor of Kriya Shema is Yalof Mibriyasa Shalom. Then maybe you're right. Inachanami Kriya Shema may not be Minatora. But why did it begin Meimasai like Kriya Shema Barvin? It's focusing and say the Chsivayer Vayvoker Yom Echadet. This is an idea of learning Torah in Lo Bariti. I only created the world for Talmud Torah. So it's again, the minimum fulfillment of Talmud Torah is a little in the day, a little night by reciting Kriya Shema. Vayer Vayvoker Yom Echadet. And the Gemara says, "Yachi, say for the Ktani." In our next Mishnah, that we'll say when it talks about the Birkos Kriya Shema. Why does it begin in the morning? B'shachar mevarach shtayim lefanei v'achas le'achareya. That there is two brachos before the Avarava and Yotzer Or, achas le'achareya v'yatzev v'nachon. U'be'erev, you also say the same to Avasoylam and Yotzer Or. U'shtayim le'achareya the Yad Ve'emes Ve'emuna and Gal Yisrael. I'm sorry, Gal Yisrael and Hashkiveinu. Listening to Arvis Bereisha. So the Gemara says, "Tana pasach b'arvis." This is a style where you begin with once you started about something, you started with ma'ariv, and then you talk about chakras, then it's like a digression. The way the brain works, once you talk about something, then you continue discussing that topic. And the kaiba chakras, parish mila the chakras, v'adar parish mila the arvis. Even though normally we say al rishon al achron achron, we learn from Rivka Menu, that when she was asked two questions, she answered first the first question, as the second question. That's in the conversational stage. But here, in the concept of learning, the way your mind works, once you speak on one topic, you remain on the topic. So this is Torah Shebaalpeh, so we have this style of learning. Once you start one thing, you already discussed that topic. Amar Man, Mishasha Kohanim Echnasim Lechal Bechumas. That's the shear of Zman Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, just say it. Says Mechti. Kohanim Echnasim Lechal Bechumas. When do Kohanim eat the Truma? Mishasha Tzeis HaKochavim. they eat it during Tzeis HaKochavim, right? So just say, listen to Mishat Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out. That's three stars that are Beinonim. So the Gemara says Milso, and because it's Din D'oraisa, so you gotta wait for, you don't take chances. You wait even for three Tanim, three small stars. But technically it'd be three Beinonim. Milso Agavurche Kamash Malan. Kohanim Amos, so it's again, this is it's teaching us something. This. Kohanim Amos Kachal Truma. When did the Kohanim have the right to eat Truma? Since after all it's a mitzvah. Mish'as Tzeis HaKochavim. That since the Chiyuv of Kriyashma happens at the same time as the mitzvah of Achilas Truma, so one is allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of eating Truma during Tzeis HaKochavim. V'akamashma, and additionally it teaches me, the Kapara Lo Makwa, that ordinarily there are three categories of Tuma. There is Tuma where you could just eat right away. This is what's called Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom, right after you go to the mikvah, you're called a Tvul Yom, and you could eat Meiser. Then there's the next category, what's called Harav Shemesh. That you can't eat Kodesh until the sun sets. Or in this case, it's not until the sun sets. Harav Shemesh means until the sun totally sets, until the stars come out. And then that's when you can eat Kodesh. That's when you can eat Truma. Then there's a third category, what's called Mechusar Kapara. You gotta wait until the next day, and these are the Dalad Mechusar Kapara. The Zav, the Zava, the Metzora, and the Oledes. That they cannot eat Kachim until they bring a carbon. And the carbon, of course, can't be brought until the next day. Of course, the Oledes, each one has a different halacha. So the Chiddush is that Kohanim are not Mechusar Kapara. They could eat Truma. Truma they could eat by night time. Korbanos they can't eat until they bring a carbon.
Right, that's
yeah, Dalad Mitzvah. Zav, Zava, Mitzora, and the Oledis. That's the four. Dalad Mitzvah and Kabbara.
Oh, you said Mitzora.
Yeah, I said Mitzora. I think it got over the tape. Oh boy, you said it. It's in the tape. The Kedanya, Va Shemesh Utahem. How do we know that it's not Ma'akiv? Because it says Va Shemesh. Simply all you got to do is wait for the sun to set. Vetaher and passively you become pure. You don't have to do anything to bring to eat truma. You don't have to bring a carbon. Bia shimshamak after it just being a tvul yom, waiting for the sun to set, is prevents him from eating truma lechol truma. Vein kaparasa, but not the carbon. Ma'akevto melechol truma. The Gemara asks him, "Mei deva shemesh bias hashemesh." Who says bias? The Torah sometimes uses the word bias shemesh as sunset, and sometimes it means sunrise. Sunset really means safe. For example, when it comes to, this is the Chafetz Chaim points this out, in Avas Chesed, as far as returning, as far as returning, when you let's say, use something as a mashkon, as a collateral, you have until the next day to return, right? Uba HaShemesh. There, it doesn't mean sunset. If it's a Ksus Yom, you give it to him at the end of the Ksus Laila. It's the Ksus Laila you give him to him today. So sometimes Ba HaShemesh means, so the Gemara asks Kavir, who says Ba HaShemesh means sunset as opposed to sunrise? That answers Tosfos Kasha. So Tosus said, according to Rashi means, how do you know it means sunset as opposed to sunrise? According to Dilma, Bias Orahu. So Rashi teaches Bias Orahu means sunrise. Like I said, Ya'orah Shemesh. Tosus says Bias Orahu means no. Maybe it doesn't mean Tzeis HaKochavim. Ba Shemesh literally, this little Ba Shemesh means sunset. So who says you have to, maybe you could eat already at sunset? He says maybe you could go to the mikveh at sunset, and that chilat shkia according to Tosus means, and therefore you could bring the carbon because it's not really nighttime yet, and then taragavra, and then you wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to eat a carbon. According to Rashi means, how do you know it's sunset as opposed to sunrise? And according to Tosus means, how do you know it's sunset as opposed to Tzeis HaKochavim?
Well, you would bring the carbon.
You bring the carbon. That's what Tosus sounds like. Tosus says you go to the mikveh early. He writes over here, Tosfos Dilma. He says, "Tahar Yom Adainu Tzeis HaKochavim Dilma Bias Oru Adainu Tchilata Shel Shkias Acham Avu Tchilas Aknas Berkiyev Adain Yeshu Is Biyom," which means Umay V'Tar Tar Gaber, and you bring the carbon because it's still during the daytime, and then you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, and then you could eat. That's his question.
That's why he's
tired. Right, that's tired because you could bring the carbon. Yeah, that's the difficulty how to read that in the Torah. That's what comes out. It's like a dining shoes by yom. It's not that you bring the carbon during that day, at the end of the day. Amarava Rashayla, Imke Lamakrava Yitar. If it refers to an active way to become pure to eat Shuma, then it would be the Yitar, the active voice. Maivitahe, why does he use the passive voice? Tar Yoma, that you just wait for time and then you become tar. There's another way to read it. That the way we know that a person has to go to the mikveh is it has to, that you need complete bias mind, that a person completely has to immerse himself in the water, and that's learned from Uba HaShemesh Vetahed, that just like the sun, when you notice the way it sinks, it has to be completely be submerged. so too when a person goes into the mikveh, Ba Hashem is that he completely has to submerge himself in the water, Vetaher. So that's the Gemara's question. How do you know it's Taher Yoma? Maybe it's Taher Gavra. Maybe the focus of the Pasuk is telling you how does a Ba Hashemesh, not telling you when the sun sets on it. Ba Hashemesh, how is a person going to be Vetaher? Ba Hashemesh. Let's go into the mikveh. Like the way a shemesh, a sun, dips into the water. That's what Taher Gavra means. I think it was Mechusik Aparin in the they did not hear this explanation. And they asked the same question. In our context, does it mean Bia Shimshu? Does it mean sun, Tesa Kuchavim? Or maybe it means either sunrise or sunset, according to Rashi. Or my v'taher tar gavra, the person has to bring the korban that he in order to eat kachim. The other pashlami brisa, the tani the brisa simon that says the kuchavim clearly. Shmamina bia shimshahu. That bia shimsh in this context means tesa kuchavim. Or my v'taher. So I mean the mere fact that tesa kuchavim. So obviously there's no way to bring a korban by seis. So my v'taher must be tar yoma. Means passively by time seis happens they nechnasim like obetruma. Okay. Then the Mishnah focuses on this idea of when is the earliest time. At Kriya Shema, the Mishnah has a bunch of brises that disagree. So it's going to have five different opinions. Our Mishnah assumes Tesa Kochavim is the beginning opinion. The Gemara is going to have a bunch of brises that disagree. Amar Mar Mishasha Gona Mechnasu Lecho Betrumasun. Veraminu, but we have a contradiction. The first brise is Meimas Lecho Nishma Barvin Mishani Nichan Slacho Pato Bemelach. The fact that the Braisa says that when an Ani is going to eat his bread, so the Gemara's Havamina is that an Ani doesn't have any light. So an Ani is going to make sure that he's going to eat he's going to have to use the sunlight to eat because he doesn't have money for candles. He collects bread, you know, from Shumas, Meisers, and not Shumas, Meiser Ani and Peah, but as far as candles, where is he going to get that from? So the Ani always eats early, and that's when you can say Kriya Shema. When is Dani going to eat? Tosis asks. So Tosis says basically first he says Kriya Shema and then he eats. Or whatever. It means it's lav dafka. Seifa vadai pliga masnisa. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ad shah shomad lipadim doksi dosa. How much food could Dani already have? So clearly that's not at sofa shmura rishon. But Reisha, Milema, Pliga, Masnisa. No, maybe Ani doesn't mean that he eats during the day. Maybe Nechrami, the Ani takes him a while to get food. He has to shnari, he has to find food. So Ani Vekoin, Chachiuru. Raminu, Meima Sai, Matril, Nikos, Kriyashma, Barav. No, because maybe the Ani, basically, where does he get his money? He gets his money during Marav. So it's the same time, it says it comes everybody else. Raminu, Meima Sai, Matril, Nikos, Kriyashma, Barav. Mishashi, Bnei Adam, Echnasim, Lecho, Patam. Ve'arve, Shabbos, is Divrei Meir. So here, when you come back from your Friday night maris, depending how long the speech is that after six or before six? That's Rav Meir's opinion. It's unclear whether this year, whether they used to daven a longer marav or a shorter marav. But clearly, it's not Tesa Kochavim. But anyways, Chachamim say it's Tesa Kochavim. How do we know it's Tesa Kochavim? When it comes to building Beis Hamikdash, so the Jewish people said, we basically work overtime. That we're working from daybreak to nighttime. And at night, we basically are watching it. What do you need both? Maybe already sunset is nighttime. But they worked overtime. But they started working a little earlier and ending later. That they worked during the day as opposed to the night. So you see over here from alos to tseis is the definition of night. So since it says b'shach b'chasa, nighttime is defined as tseis, therefore that's the zman of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara assumes kasaka daitach da'ani b'nei adam chachiuru. So we have a stira that we assume that the ani is going to eat. Is ani is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. They eat at the same time. When people eat on Friday night, at the same time the Ani eats. V'yamr sani v'koin chachiyuru. So that's going to be a problem, because Chacham ain't Rav Meir. Because Chachamim say Kohen, and Rav Meir is arguing with Chacham, so obviously it has to be different. So Shmamina Ani shiur l'chud, v'koin shiur l'chud. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Adam is not the same as Ani. Lo, Ani v'koin chadashiyuru. The Ani and Kohen eat at Tzitz Chachamim, but Bnei Adam, but people eat at a different time. But now the question is that before or after? Lav chadashiyuru. So the Gemara said, but we haven't explained if it's before or after yet. We're going to ask that question soon. But then the Gemara says, are you still assuming Ani V'Koin Chachi Uru? But now we're going to have a brisa that's going to say it's certainly not so. V'raminu. Me'emasam etchil l'ikro shema b'arvin. Misha shekida shayom b'arvi shabbosos. The first opinion says it's very early opinion. When you make Shabbos, it's around Shkia time, that's when you already could say Kriya Shema. That's why the reset, this by the way, this says, that's how we pass the reset, the reason why we daven Marv so early is because we assume when you could already, it's Shkia, when you're ready Shkia, you could daven Marv. That has already as a din of nighttime. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Sure. The Kohen and the Ani cannot be the same time because... No. Right now we're saying the Ani V'Kohen could be at the same time. The Ani V'Kohen Chadash Yuri. We're saying that the Ani eats at Seisa Kochavim and the Kohen eats at Seisa Kochavim, but the Adam, the regular people, which is the opinion of the mayor, is either before or after. We are saying at this stage that the Ani and the Kohen are Chadash Yuri. Right. Rav Meir and Chachamim certainly are arguing. So Adam has to be different either from the Ani or the Kohen. So we're saying Ani and Kohen are the same. So Adam has... they could be different, but now we want to keep it together. Ani and Kohen, for some reason, the first Braisa, we don't want that to disagree with us. But now we're going to run into issues because there's going to be like six opinions. So now we have to somehow fit everyone together. So the first opinion is very early, Shkia. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which is in contradiction with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Seisa Kochav. So we'll ask that question soon. Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer Mishosha, Kohanim Metuharim Lechol Betrumas, and that seems to be our Shita. Kohanim Metuharim Lechol Betrumas, and that seems to be Seisa Kochav. Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Mishosha, Kohanim Tovlim. That's very early. Tvila is always during the day, Lechol Betrumas. So Rabbi Yehuda, so now we have already a steer, Kasher, Meir, Kasher, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Vala Kohanim about Yomem Tovim, but the Kohanim Tovim during the day. So how could you say that? Obviously it says B'shach V'cha, so B'chanina Aimer Mishasha Ani Nechnas Lechol Pato B'melech. So here we have Ani and Kohen, look, there's two different sheetahs. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Meir are two different sheetahs. So that's the Kasher. Rabbi Achai V'amrila Ravacha Aimer Mishasha Rov Ne'ad Mechnas L'asiv. When most people eat. So Adam, Kohen, and Ani are all completely different shiurim. So then it says, V'yamris Ani v'Kohen chad shiuri, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. So Elalav Shmamina, Shiur Doni l'chud shiur d'Kohen l'chud shiur Shmamina. So we have a bunch of different shiurim. We have five different shiitos. So now we got to figure out which is earlier, which is later. Haimen Ayim Uchar. Who eats first, the Kohen or the Ani? For initially we thought the Ani doesn't have money for candles, so he eats earlier. But now we're changing our mind. Now we have to say no, the Ani doesn't have food, and he has to eat everybody else's leftovers. So the Ani eats latest. Mistabra, the Ani Mu'ukhar. Diyam is the Ani Mukdam. So then you basically run into issues. Rabbi Chanina, who said the Shir was Mishash Ani Nechmas Lachol Pita B'melach. So if it's going to be earlier than Tesa Kochavim, then he's basically hitting Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Mishash Akira Shayam. In other words, from Shkia to Tesa Kochavim, it's not Shayach that we'll have a middle Shita. Mistabra Dani Mukher, Dani Mukdam, Rab Khanina Hain Rabbi Shmamina, Dani Mukher Shmamina. So you have Shkia, Seisa Kochavim, and then Ani, which is after everybody finishes eating, that's when the Ani finally starts eating. That's the three Shiurim so far. So now we have to figure out the two other Shiurim. Amar Mar, Amalia Rabbi Yehuda, Valakhanim, Mod Yomim Tovim. So Rav Meir's opinion was even earlier than Shkia, during the day. So Rabbi Yehuda argues with him. He says that can't be b'shach v'cha. So Gemara says shap yikar mele Rabbi Yehuda. That's a good kasha. So he answers to him. The Rabbi Meir answers back. He says hachi kamele mi savres da'na ben hashmashas didach. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokas, when is ben hashmashas. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, according to the Gaonim, not according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that Shkia is already ben hashmashas. But Rabbi Yossi's opinion is Shkia is about 13 and a half minutes later. So Mises says, so the Anah Abayin HaShemashah Zidach Kamina, Anah Abayin HaShemashah Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I hold that they go to the mikveh later, either 13 and a half minutes or maybe even 27 minutes later. Anah Abayin HaShemashah Rabbi Yossi Kamina, the Amar Rabbi Yossi Abayin HaShemashah Karapayin, Zenechmas Vizayos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, from Shkia till the next 13 and a half minutes, that's Bein HaShemashos, or maybe even the next 27 minutes, that's Bein HaShemashos. But according to Rabbi Yossi, either Bein HaShemash is going to be at the point of 13 and a half minutes or at 27 minutes, which is anyways later, but it's a harifin. It's a 1 second type of Bein HaShemash. And Rav Moshe made those 13 and a half minutes in American to 9 minutes. So 9 and 18 minutes. Somehow he says, based on going outside, he came out with a different calculation. But anyways, it's not as early as we thought it was. Amar Rav Yossi Bein HaShemash is harifin. Zen Nichnas V'zei Yotze. V'yefshar Lamod Olav. So it comes out, we have Shkia, we have Rav Yossi's Bein HaShemashos, we have Tzeis HaKochavim, and then we have after Tzeis HaKochavim, and that is the Shir of the Anu. But now we still have a couple of Kashas. Kasha de Rav Meir de Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir, in the first Braisa, said it was B'Shah Shebnei Adam Nichnasim Lecho Patam Be'erv Shabbos. And here Rav Meir says, the time is which is around, we said, is Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos, which is 27 and a half minutes, and somehow Shir Adam, we want to say, is not the same time. Because then Rav Meir would be the same Shir as Rabbi Yechai. So the Gemara says, in a Chanami, Shrei Tanai Alibid Rav Meir, the two opinions within Rabbi Meir, and two different students had a different understanding of Rav Meir, Shita. And then we still have Kasha, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar in our mission says, Tzeis HaKochavim. And Rabbi Elazar in our Braisa said, Kidei Shayom Be'erev Shabbos, which is the earliest, Shkia time. Or before Shkia, you have Tosefet Shabbos. The Gemara either says, Shrei Tanai Alibid Rav Meir, you have two different Talmidim, one understood it differently. V'ibari Seima, who said that the ratio, when it says Me'ema Saikor Nishma Ba'arvin, that's not Rabbi Eliezer speaking. Nishasha Kar Mechas, and that's what the Chachamim Rav Gamliel's opinion is. Ratio Lav Rabbi Eliezer. Ratio is not Rabbi Eliezer. Okay.